This is more than just a motorcycle to Corey Thompson. It is a moving tribute to his son, Army Corporal Michael Thompson, who died in a helicopter crash near Talil Air Base in Iraq in 2008.
Their call sign was Red River 44. And when Red River 44 banked to go into Talil, they lost altitude, and from the guys in the other helicopters, it looked like they flew right into the ground.
It was Thompson's second time in Iraq, a mission his father says he enthusiastically volunteered for, based on his experience during his first deployment.
Michael's proudest moment, he told me they were guarding a polling site during the elections, the Iraqi elections. He said his proudest moment was seeing those Iraqis walking around with that blue ink on their finger. So that was his proudest moment. So, no.
The deteriorating situation in Iraq is on the minds of many at the 2014 Illinois Motorcycle Freedom Run. The rolling tribute to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice ends at the Mideast Conflict's Wall Memorial in Marseilles, Illinois. There, in a solemn ceremony, the newest names of the fallen, carved into the black marble blocks, are read by family members.
James E. Chaffin.
It's to let everybody know that our troops overseas are not forgotten, and the ones that have fallen are never going to be forgotten.
Organizer Raymond Prokaski disagrees with President Obama's decision not to send more combat troops back to Iraq.
I don't think it's a smart thing to say if we're going to try to get them back on their feet again. We see that what's going on over there, and they're already sending troops over there, so it was a wrong statement for him to make.
Well, I think advisors and special ops is not what he's considering ground troops. I think it's important to do this, and I think airstrikes is going to be important on top of it.
Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, an Air Force pilot and veteran of several Iraq combat deployments, believes airstrikes and drone attacks will help reverse recent gains made by militants.
We have to push this very evil group, ISIS, back, and I think that's going to be very important to honor the sacrifices of those who made it.
The best option to me, pull everybody out and let them kill each other. They've been killing each other for millions of years. Nobody's going to stop it. We're not going to stop it.
Thompson says if his son Michael, who died fighting in Iraq, were watching the militants advancing today, he would be profoundly disappointed, but he would not have regrets.
I've heard Gold Star fathers say, our sons died for nothing. And I tell them, I said, my son didn't die for nothing. He believed in what he was doing.
It is a belief that ultimately cost his son his life. A sacrifice Corey Thompson wishes Iraqis would honor by protecting their own freedom. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Marseilles, Illinois.